Let us pray. God of Epiphany, we long to hear your holy word in fresh ways. Open our ears to the call of your voice. Open our eyes to the dawning of a new day. Fill us with anticipation for your future. Amen.
Good morning. Today's scripture lesson will be from 1 John, verses 35 through 51, which can be found on page 1647 in your pew Bibles. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas." The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to them, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked Jesus. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
Chances to find one that has batteries.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Look at all these friends. Oh, more friends. Hi, guys. I'm so glad you're here for the children's sermon. Come sit. So many friends. You know, I might stand in front. Well, you know, I'd love to sit with you, so we'll see. There will definitely be a spot for everybody. Everybody got a spot? How's that? I know, you were the camel. I know. I think last time you were up here, that's what you were. I'm so happy to see everybody. Well, Happy New Year. I haven't seen you since last year, some of you. I'm so happy to see you. I have something so special I brought to share with you today. I love to share things that I'm so excited about. I know, something really special. And I'm going to share it with all of you because you know what? A friend shared this with me a long time ago. I have some very special cookies here. What's on these cookies?
Snowmen.
Snowmen. I mean, I was so excited to find them because a friend told me about these years ago. These, you know what my nephew calls these? Fake homemade. So, they look like snowmen. I don't know if everybody can see them out there, but I didn't have to draw the picture or anything. I mean, this is how they come. Is that so? I know. And what a great week. And sometimes, you know, you can't find them in the store. So when my friend told me about these several years ago, I started looking for them like way before it started snowing, thinking maybe they'd be in the store then, because once it starts snowing, you can't find. Well, I'm going to share these with everybody after we listen to our story. So my friend was so excited to share these with me because she knew I love to bake. And you know, my friend, Mrs. Hansen, she makes the greatest cookies like you've ever had. Like, she could make these snowmen to look like this. But Mrs. Weiss, I'm not that talented, so I'm so happy to have these because I can just put them in the oven and make them and they look like this. So my friend was so nice to share about these cookies, so now I buy these all the time. So I brought these today and I'm going to share these with you. So there's a man in the Bible, he had something so excited he wanted to share with his friend, so much more important than cookies. Guess who he met? Jesus. Can you believe it? His name was Philip, and he met Jesus, and he knew that Jesus was the Son of God. Remember, we just talked about Jesus being born as a baby, and then he grew up, and he came to be our Savior, right? And guess what? Philip was so excited, he said, I have to share this with my friend Nathaniel. So he went and told his friend Nathaniel. But his friend Nathaniel was a little skeptical because he knew Jesus lived in the city of Nazareth, and he said, how can anything good come from Nazareth? He didn't think that was really a place that, you know, Jesus, the Savior, who had come to save us from our sins, would live. But he went with his friend Philip, and he met Jesus. And when Jesus met him and talked to him, Nathanael said, wow, now I know you are the Son of God. Philip became his disciple. Nathanael became a follower. So it was so kind of Philip to share his great news. And now, not only was Philip a disciple, but Nathanael came to know Jesus. And that's how we learn about Jesus. Friends tell other friends. So what a job we all have to do. So just like you stood up here a couple weeks ago and told everybody about Jesus, now at school, wherever you go, you need to tell Jesus. You need to tell your friends who Jesus is. And does he love them like he loves you? He sure does. He loves all of us. Jesus loves me, Michaela, Holland, Brandon, Daniel, Henry, Brady, Brett. We're so happy to see Liam today. Welcome. And Emily and everybody out there. He sure does. Let's thank him for loving us so much. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for coming as a baby, but then growing up and being our Savior. We're so sorry you had to die for us, but we're so thankful that you died so we now can live through you. Help us, Lord, to tell our friends, to tell everyone about you. In your most precious name we pray, amen. So I have a cookie, so I hope moms and dads and everybody, it's okay if I give one cookie to everybody. And I think we might have to eat it, you know, soon. So one cookie, okay? There's, I promise there's plenty for everybody. What nice manners. Thank you so much. I was so happy to be able to share this with you. Thank you. Thank you for being such great listeners, friends. Have a great week.
I should say, just recognize that everyone is going to sit there and watch you eat those cookies.
And the pastor gets one first.
There you go. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What do you want? Oh, really? What do you want? That's the question that Jesus asks these two people who dare to follow him. They're disciples of John the Baptist. They've been listening to John. They've been sitting at John's feet. They've been hearing John talk about this one who is going to come, who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And when John points and says, behold the Lamb of God, these two, they stop following John in order that they might follow Jesus. And what does it mean that they're following Jesus? Well, Jesus is walking along and he notices that there are two people who are walking behind him. And so he turns around and he says to them, what do you want? It's a good question. How often do we evaluate our motives and our desires? What do you want? It would be interesting if we had the capability, if everyone here used Twitter, we could use the hashtag things that I want, and you could all tweet what you want, and we could put it up on the screen, so it would be really cool. That might be a little too transparent for some, though. Because our motives are not always the purest. We don't always want the right things. What were you hoping to get out of this morning's worship service? What did you come here wanting, hoping for? Maybe seeing the communion table set up, you were hoping for a short sermon. Maybe not. So what do these two disciples want? Jesus says, what do you want? They say, where are you staying? I wonder if they knew what they were asking. What do you think they meant to ask? Physically, where is Jesus staying, as in, what is his hotel room number? Does he live there? Where do you live, maybe? Were they hoping for a street address? And how does Jesus respond to them? 475 Lafayette Avenue? Apartment 222B Baker Street? 221B Baker Street? Sherlock Holmes fans? No. Who knows? Jesus says to them, come and see. Come and see. Which is maybe not the answer they were hoping for, or maybe it was the answer they were hoping for, these two disciples, one of whom is named Andrew, the other one whose name were not given. Andrew, after following Jesus, spending some time with him, goes home and tells his brother Simon that they've found the Messiah. And Andrew invites his brother Simon to come along, and Jesus takes one look at him and says, you're Simon, son of John. Your name is now Peter, Cephas, which means Peter. And then Jesus finds Philip. Philip spends some time with Jesus and goes and finds Nathanael. Says, we found the Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth. Nathanael says, Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And in Sunday school this morning, we talked about what would the equivalent be for us. Someone suggested Brooklyn, maybe. We might think of any number of different places, right? For some, we talked about Patterson earlier in the service. Maybe Patterson is that place where we wonder if anything good can come. Whatever is the most backwards, least civilized place that you can think of, you might ask, can anything good come from there? What does Philip say? Come and see. Come and see. Nathanael meets Jesus, and what does Jesus say? He points to him and says, there's a true Israelite, no deceit in him. Nathanael says, how do you know me? Jesus says, well, I saw you under the fig tree. I don't know what that means. Anyone here know what that means? Good, all right, we're all going to be confused together, and it's okay. Maybe that's not the point. Nathanael understood what it meant. Because he said, truly you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. And Jesus says, you think that's good? You ain't seen nothing yet. The things that you will see, come and see. Sometimes we have the tendency to complicate things in Christianity, in the Christian religion. We make up a whole bunch of bunch of rules. We have complex structures. Before you do this, you have to do that. You want to come to the table, you have to be baptized. If you want to be baptized, you have to meet with the elders. If you want to meet with the elders, you have to make an appointment. You know, you have to have the secret handshake, the magic words, the right phone number. Who knows what it is, right? If you want to come to a finance committee meeting, it's not in the bulletin, so you have to ask someone. We make it really hard sometimes. But what does Jesus say? You want to know where I am, where I'm staying, where I abide? Come and see. Abide with me. Throughout the rest of John's gospel, we're going to see what the abundant life looks like. Life lived in abundance is life lived with Jesus. Come and see. Abide with me, Jesus says. And if you think what you've seen so far is great, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because there's much more to come. Throughout this gospel, as we'll see, Jesus disappoints people left and right. People become his followers. People stop being his followers throughout the entire thing. Why? Because they are looking for something that Jesus is not willing to give them. Jesus is only interested in one thing for his disciples, that they abide with him. So where are you staying today? What is your address, spiritually speaking? If your answer is anything but, I abide in Christ, then let this be your opportunity to look in the mirror, to look deeply at yourself, at your own life, at your own priorities, and to ask yourself, what is it that I really want? We're invited to come to the table of our Lord. This is a nice table. It's heavy. Saw anyone who's tried to move it up and down the steps? But it's not my table. It's not your table. It's not the church's table. It's the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come to this table, Jesus hosts us here, invites us to come, sit at his table, eat with him, drink with him, live with him, abide with him. And friends, that is what we have the opportunity to do this morning. Thanks be to God for this gift of Jesus, inviting us to come and see. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together. Most holy God, we thank you for the invitation to live life with you, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to be flesh and blood for us, to come in the flesh, not just to teach us things that are interesting or helpful for the living of our lives, but providing us a place to live, that we might live life to its fullest, life in abundance. Help us to live that life always, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're able to stand, would you stand with me now as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed? People of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty.